we are all responsible now for holding our own note. In English, there's been a lot of protection supporting us, you know, because we are very high-powered light beings that took on a lot of commotion. In other words, we took on a pain. We took on the blemish. We took on, you know, the trouble in the Earth atmosphere. So we took on the prejudice. We took on the warfare, meaning like that war consciousness. But the thing is that now is the invitation. Now is the startling return. Now is the surprise within that we are entrusted with, that we are insured with, that we are supplied with. Now, the important part of that is I don't hear any genie, magician, master coming and just solving everything. It's sort of like we're supplied. But we have to bring it further. We have to get involved. We have to dig and sort of bring it up. So for me, when I was, you know, like I was good in the beginning, and then this, like, where is this JJ person, who apparently is not here. So he was just part of the process of our consciousness exploration. But the point is, I was, what would be the word? I was resisting the experience, or I was trying to, what would I say? I was certainly not in the spiritual flow of it all. And that's what they're saying that we need to look upon. In other words, we need to look straight ahead. We can't be looking, you know, in the old way of conducting our life. So they're saying here, you know, you're going to bring forth the master energy. You're going to bring forth the higher assignment, and you're demonstrating pain. In other words, you're showing up frustrated and pain, resisting, you know, having judgment, self, or whatever. And so this is where they're reminding us that we are each responsible for attuning our own broadcast. So just imagine you're a guitar player or whatever, and you have to tune up your strings. So sometimes, you know, they don't stay as tight and they're not going to carry the right note. So if I don't know what they have these days, but, you know, it's like they have these tuners you can compare. It's like, ooh, that's it. That's the sweet spot within. So each of us have this sweet spot within. It's going to be the light. It's going to be your sacred awareness, your spirit shield. It's going to have a heavenly glow. What we're learning to do is to listen inside. So when I tune into that, boom, I'm instantly there. No problem at all. It's like JJ didn't even exist. Of course he exists. He's part of my consciousness. But the idea is that we are learning how to be responsible for not following the lower mind, but rather sharing our divine harvest, sharing our divine best, sharing our divine atmosphere. So we are all engaged to, how would I say that? Like, they're saying we're all engaged to transfer our faith. So what we want to remember is our faith is in our divinity, in our welcoming blossom, in our continuing release of shame. So whatever's occurring is going to be triggering that shame that we're releasing. And so that was what was surfacing for me, and that's surfacing for everybody everywhere. So they say like you don't have to stare. It's sort of like, oh, you know, you should feel shameful. It's like we're all holding it. There's no one more than other. It's like the whole point is to increase our exposure to our destiny, and it's sort of like past that shame, past that mental block, past that lower consciousness along on the way. So if you don't have anything to straighten up to, if you don't have anything that is surrounding you, it's sort of like, where do I go? I know what I want to leave, but I don't know what I'm stepping into. So this is where we want to feel that grandest claim strongly. And so when they're saying strongly, they're saying, come on now, bring forth all your might. What's interesting is usually it's like a download, and it's almost like we're little baby chicks or something, like little birds. Like we just open our mouths and we receive the whoosh, like here it comes. But what I get now is they've been doing that generously for us by and by, meaning like basically we're bathing in it, we're swimming in it. What we need to do now is splash around. What we need to do is have our turn in the turnstile. In other words, how do we use this? How do we change our consciousness by exploring it, by welcoming it? So just where I was kind of bottom heavy, in other words, I was following my mind, linear, group starting, people waiting, person can't get on, but you know, whatever, mind. Rather than listening to the eternal echo. So this is going to be our light. This is going to be our transfer regular. In other words, this light is always here now. We're not looking for it. We're not waiting for it. You know, equinoxes, eclipses, like magical energy is transferring well. So it's coming in. But if we don't play with it, if we don't bathe with it, if we don't agree with the sunshine, it's like we can still agree with our misery. It is actually possible to turn a blind eye and look away. So they're reminding us that we are a group of overachievers, meaning that, of course, we're not going to engage in any of that silliness. We're already in our triumph. We're already in our stardom. We are already in our look and see. So when they're saying look and see, the light is communicating with you. It's shouting to you. It's engaged with you. It's traveling with you. Someone's opening their clear audience, their ears. Like I'm just seeing ear chakras that were blocked, like pow, open, 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 open. So you want to allow that opening. You want to allow that stretch wide. Dentist is like, open your mouth. You know, the hairdresser is like, you know, whatever they tell you to do, you listen because you want the good stuff. You want whatever it is they're helping you with. So you want to help them to help you. That's what we're doing with our light. The light is helping us, but we have to play our part. We have to take our turn. So if you're busy following your mind of yesterday and that's all you're doing, they're saying like, don't blame the master within. Don't blame the guests that are here and have arrived, because you're not looking in the same direction. You're looking away. So again, there's no judgment. Where we're heading, it's experience. So we're dropping labels, good, bad, right, wrong. Everything is just experience. But if you're looking away and you're agreeing with your lack, perhaps it's not serving you. Perhaps it's not what matters most. So we want to drop that judgment, because some of us are still bringing that along. We're insisting on it. And they're saying that is what's causing us pain. They want me to explain this before we move on. So in other words, it's not the problem inside, meaning whatever it is. You know, so for me, they want me to drop this, that, whatever it is. But if for me to look at it, I feel so much shame that I turn away, I am never going to get anywhere. So they want us to promise, for all of us, to remember that God has our back. God is your goddess, your God self, your I am presence, your higher self. Insert what pleases you. But you want to feel it pleasant. You want to feel it sturdy. You want to feel that it is ready for an even energy exchange. So that means if I live in like a modern dwelling, I can expect the refrigerator to be on. So anytime I'm thirsty, I can walk over and grab my claim, meaning I can get a drink of whatever. So we want to feel that about what's serving us higher. In other words, what we're stepping into, because we're each crossing the veil now energetically. So you want to feel that sunshine. You want to feel that love first. The sunshine, the love, this is what's going to create our destiny. This is our ascension. This is our love mastery. So we want to remember, you know, we've mastered Abraham. We understand, you know, love attracts. So when we allow for that love, when we identify with that love, when we identify with that happiness, the happiness has nothing to do with duality or politics or whatever. The happiness is who we are deciding we are inside. So that's what we want to start blessing, deciding, caressing, restoring first, because we're changing our given name. Our given names are human names of yesterday. They really no longer exist. So we want to remember, it's like that's how much we're dressing our clothes, meaning we're stepping out of the old timeline. So allow yourself to blossom. So when they're saying blossom, each of us have like a party suit, a party dress. We each have a good size of love inside that we're ready to suggest, assemble, try on, master. It's larger than what we showed up with. So you want to feel yourself stretching energetically to allow that transfer inside to occur like this, snapping of the fingers, instantly. There's no more need for linear time. It's just a mental belief that you need it, you don't. So again, but it depends who you think you are. So if you're the body, you kind of do. But if you remember that you're the star, if you remember that you're the light, if you remember you're here to bring forth the ascension consciousness, there's absolutely positively no more need, as you will consent, as you will restore. So we want to remember, think about the message of today. It's going to be like a proactive suggestion movement. And this is not about linear building buildings, whatever it is we want to do. This is about an energetic assignment. So receive, receive, receive. When they're saying receive, 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 you should feel complete. So it's like, yes, yes, seal, seal, seal. And so it is. And so it is.